Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial that translates geek speak into street speak. Yes, of course, we cover all the latest tech toys like digital cameras, computers, televisions, and smartphones, but everything is explained in plain English. No one needs that confusing technical jargon. On this show, we try to help you make an educated purchase when shopping for new electronics by highlighting what features are important, which ones are not, and we also try to help you understand your existing gadgets better to get more use out of them, whether it's your internet connection, your computer, or your new HDTV. Well, today's Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that protects your PCs from the ills of the internet. It stops annoying pop-up windows and makes your computer run faster, too. That's Windows Defender at windowsdefender.com, and it's completely free. Well, if you're a regular listener of Tech Talk, and I certainly hope you are, then you've probably heard a few callers ask questions over the last couple of weeks about a new search engine called Bing.ca, B-I-N-G.ca. It's a new search engine that gives you fast and accurate results and a lot more. I've been using it lately, and it's an amazing alternative to Google that actually gives a number of advantages over competing search engines. So on today's show, we're talking search. Something we do quite a bit on the internet, and to cover all the neat things Bing.ca can do, we're joined in the studio by Microsoft Canada's Stacey Jarvis. She's what they call a search lead at Microsoft. Welcome to the show, Stacey.
Good morning, Mark.
And that's a big job, especially this summer as you unveil, this much-hyped search engine. And I guess it's the successor to Live Search, as it was called, formerly MSN Search. And this is a refreshed search engine with lots of cool technology behind the scenes. We're not going to really get into the nitty-gritty technical side of things, but really, you know, how can Bing enhance your search experience, your online experience?
Well, as you were saying, Bing is the evolution of Live Search. And so when we look at Bing and we look at how search has evolved over the last 12 years, we really notice that there's a need in the market to really start to change what the search experience is like. So mm-hmm. we launched Bing.ca with that in mind. And the whole premise around Bing was to make searching easier and faster for consumers.
Right.
And so when we look at it and we go through and we talk about some of the features that we've got and we've included, everything is about organizing that experience and giving you tools to make your search experience faster, so that you can go on with other things that you're looking to do in your day.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I keep reading, you know, every time there's a new search engine that debuts, they always say faster, faster. But what about more accurate? I mean, that's the big thing is, like, I don't care if it's 0.2 seconds or 0.1 seconds when it gives me my results. But I want to make sure that it's results that are meaningful to me. And that's going to help me get to the website I need to go to in a very fast fashion. So cool stuff with Bing.ca. So it's B-I-N-G, B as in Bob, I-N-G.ca. We're going to, over the course of the hour, explain why Bing.ca is very cool. And that's where Stacey comes in to take your calls. I'm going to tell you about our grand prize giveaway in a moment. But I want to hear from you. If you've got any questions about Bing.ca, how it works, why it's better than the competition, or if you've used it, call us up and tell us what you think. Or you can call us up with your favorite search engine and why. It does not need to be Bing. And we can talk to that. Or if, you know, you could call us up and tell us what irks you about searching on the internet. Maybe you're just finding that it's not telling you the results that you want, or maybe they're all paid sponsored results, or you don't like the interface, or it's not Canadian enough. Whatever irks you about searching, give us a call and you'll be eligible to win our grand prize. The number to call us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA. We're star 8255. It's a free call on your cell phone. Again, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255. That's star T-A-L-K on your cell phone. And again, it's a free call. All right, here's what we're going to do. Whoever gets their question or comment or beef on the air about searching, about internet searching this hour, is eligible for a random callback at the end of the show, just before 1 p.m. Dwayne Bishop is going to randomly pick a name out of a hat, if you will, and then call you. And if you answer the phone with the secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks, then you'll win a brand new 8-gigabyte Zune media player. This is a portable MP3 player that plays about 2,000 songs. It can store 25,000 pictures and show them on the nearly 2-inch screen. It's got 25 hours of video it can fit on there with 8 gigs. It's got an FM radio, wireless connectivity. You can share music and photos with friends in the same room or have your Zune synchronize with your computer when you walk in the door in order to update the Zune with what's on your computer. A lot of handy features, and Stacey Jarvis from Microsoft Canada has donated this wonderful prize today. An 8 gigabyte portable media player, perfect for the summer. It's an all-black model. And again, we're going to randomly pick a name from everybody that gets on the air this hour. Call you back near 1 p.m. Don't say hello. Say Tech Talk rocks, and you've won yourself an 8 gigabyte portable media player, the Zune. And again, thanks, Stacey, for that.
You're welcome.
Okay, so while we're waiting for the lines to light up, let's talk Bing.ca. You gave us a kind of a reason why it exists, to enhance the search experience, give you more accurate results faster. But let's start talking about how it, maybe it's a bit different than other search engines. I'm sure Google is probably the most used search engine out there. It's no easy feat going up against an 800-pound gorilla like Google. But if anybody can do it, Microsoft can. So talk to us about Bing.ca. Now, the .ca obviously refers to a Canadian site. So this is a specialized search for Canadians.
It is, absolutely. And so what we were looking to do with search, when we look at, you know, rolling it out in the Canadian market, is really make the Canadian experience a lot more unique. So the first thing you'll notice when you go to the Bing.ca homepage is we've introduced this great image that changes on a daily basis. And as of tomorrow, you'll notice a bunch of new changes to that image as well and that homepage. Where, because over the last month that we've been live, we've got a lot of feedback that came back that said, you know what, you know, where's the image from? Tell us more about it. People are really intrigued by it. So now we're adding these little hot spots. And so as of tomorrow morning, things will change a little bit on that image.
So not only do you see, and it fills up the whole page, by the way. It's not like Google where there's a little graphic for St. Patrick's Day or something on the O in Google.
No.
This is the entire page. I encourage you, if you're listening right now online, or if you're near a computer that's near your radio, go to bing.ca and take a look at this gorgeous photo that's posted today. I don't even know where that is in the world, but that's quite a beautiful shot, maybe somewhere in Europe. And it's going to be interactive as of tomorrow, whatever
yes.
that photo is. There's going to be
yep.
a little, you could place your mouse over it and it'll
yep.
tell you some information about it.
Yep.
All right. Gorgeous.
Yeah, so that's the first thing about Bing. You know, we still kept the interface and we still kept the homepage very, very simple because we know that's what users want. They want simplicity. They don't want a lot of clutter. And so we've really addressed that with this page. You know, the core search is still there when you go in and you do your results. But what you're going to notice is a new experience built around the queries that you type in. So on the left-hand side, when you type in a query like Toronto Blue Jays, for example, what you're going to see is an interface that is more like a navigation. So what you would typically see on a website, on the left-hand side, you're going to see a bunch of categories. And so what we're doing is we're looking at search now and trying to anticipate what the user is going to do next to make it easier and faster. You mentioned faster before in terms of, you know, milliseconds and stuff. That's not the way that we're looking at it. We're looking at it in terms of how long is it going to take a user to find the information that they are looking for online. And usually it's not just one query that they have. It's multiple queries that they have to do to get to the end point of what they were looking for. So we're looking, if you look on the left-hand side with that Toronto Blue Jays query, we know that the next typical things that they're going to type in, they want to know about history and they want to know about rumors and news and stuff that's going on. So we've categorized everything on the left to make it easier for you to quickly scroll through and get the information. And then included in that, you can see that we've got an instant answer up there that comes up.
Yeah, you don't even need to go to another website. It tells you right away the times that they're playing over the next week.
Yeah.
It's listed right on the Bing site after you type it in.
Yeah.
And as you said, on the left side, it's got segregated results. So now there's subsections within Toronto Blue Jays for stadium information, scheduling, rumors, history, wallpaper, free wallpaper for your computer, news, images, and videos. So it segregates the results, unlike a site like Google, which just spits out results in a linear fashion. And you just have to keep going to page 22, page 23 to hope to find what you're looking for.
Exactly. And that's one of the biggest changes and improvements to the search experience overall.
Awesome. All right. Bing.ca. That's what we're talking about this hour. We'd love to hear your questions, whether you're a Bing user, if you like it or not. That's fair as well. We'd love to hear your feedback. Or if you've got a beef about other search engines or searching on the internet in general, we'd love to hear from you. Or any general questions that you have for Stacey Jarvis at Microsoft about Bing. You know the drill on Tech Talk. There are no dumb questions. Give us a call and you'll be eligible for that great prize. I'll remind you again what that is after this short break. But right now the time is 12:17. And I still haven't found what I've been looking for. If that classic line from a U2 song in the 80s is familiar to you, if that sums up your internet searching experience, then you're not alone. So today we're talking with Microsoft Canada's Stacey Jarvis. She's the search lead responsible for launching Bing.ca in Canada, B-I-N-G.ca, the internet's newest search engine, and amazing at that. If you haven't had a chance to click through it, I encourage you to do so, Bing.ca. Welcome back to the show, Stacey.
Hi.
And we are chatting search because this is one activity that we often do, one of the most common online activities that we do is looking for something among the billions of web pages out there. It could be like finding a needle in a haystack. So you rely often on a search engine like Bing.ca or the competing ones like Yahoo and Google and the like to find what you're looking for. Ask.com is another one, but Bing offers a wealth of new features to make your searching not just faster, but more accurate with the results. We've opened the lines. We're going to go jump right into them now. One lucky listener is going to get a call back at the end of the show. And if you remember the secret phrase, Tech Talk Rocks, then you will win an 8 GB Zune media player. Thanks to Stacey, it can store about 2,000 songs, 25,000 pictures, or 25 hours of video. Also has an FM radio and wireless technology, so you can share songs with friends and listen to them up to 3 times, which is a really neat way of figuring out if you want to buy it or not. All right, let's go to the lines. 416-872-1010 if you haven't called in yet, or 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255. You can call us up with your beefs about searching or your favorite search engine and why, or if you are a Bing user and you want to tell us what your experiences have been like, we'd love to hear from you. Let's start with Doris in Hamilton. Hi, Doris. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
One complaint I have about the typical search engines is their mapping capabilities. You know, you type in an address and the maps are outdated or they don't recognize the way the street name is worded. Does Bing have any mapping capabilities?
Bing absolutely does. When you go to the Bing homepage on the top bar, so right above the search bar, there's a little map button there. So what you can do is you can click into that really easily, and type in your address. So if you're like we're at the station right now, so at 2 St. Clair or whatever your address is, you type a comma and your location, and it'll pull up the map in that area. We've also taken mapping a little bit further as well, and we've got virtual imagery that's also built in, so you can look at 2D imagery, but you can look at it from a 3D perspective.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and there's aerial photography as well, and what we call bird's eye view. So when you click on the little tab that says bird's eye, what you can do is you can scroll through and see the location that you're looking at from many different angles. I was doing that when I was going to buildings that I don't really know a lot, and so I end up going to that location and I look at the surroundings. I'm like, oh, okay, it's only a half a block from the corner or something like that.
Or you see a landmark that can help you, like some sort of building that's unique looking can help as well. So we just did this while you were on the phone, Doris, while you were talking with Stacey. I just typed in 2 St. Clair Avenue West, which is our address here at CFRB, and right away it pulls up a 2D map. You can click 3D. It's got that bird's eye view. It's got pictures from around the area, and even a little handy thing where you click where you're going, it can say drive from here or drive to here, and then it'll give you turn-by-turn instructions. So
really
very accurate and very handy. Thanks for calling, Doris. You are eligible to win the 8 GB media player, the Zune from Microsoft, at the end of the show. Let's now go to Les in Toronto. Hi, Les. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Great program, by the way.
Thank you.
My question is that why is it when I type into the various search engines, whether it's Google, Yahoo, or even Live Search, each search engine has different results? I agree with you in terms of being accurate. Now, I find Google to be the most accurate so far. Why are the other ones, like each one, so different in terms of results?
Thanks for calling in and thanks for your question. It's a really great question. When you look at all three different search engines, there's three different companies that built them, and the technology behind the way that each search engine will pull the results will be slightly different. We're all pulling from the same pool. What we've done with Bing especially is looked at user intent, and so when you look at the Bing results, they're really driven by how users are interacting with them. So those that you know, are a lot more frequently clicked on. So if you're typing in something like Honda CRV, we've got a new technology built in there called Best Match that'll pull up the most authoritative source based on user interaction. So we're taking those queries and we're taking our technology a little bit further and really using user interaction to drive what you're going to see. On the first page.
Yeah, and for example, I just typed in Toronto Blue Jays again into Google this time, and instead of it having results along the left-hand side for videos, photos, you know, schedules, wallpaper, it just gives you, 5.5 million results. You know, so we're on page one, and you need to, and the first site is the official Toronto Blue Jays website, but what if you wanted other information? What if you wanted history of the Jays, or, you know, let's say you're a student, and you're writing a paper about the history of Toronto Blue Jays. You're not going to find that info right here, and you have to keep going forward and forwarding through the 5.5 million results to get what you want. So it's linear and slower, in other words. Yeah. Great question there. And he is also eligible for our grand prize giveaway, an 8 GB Microsoft Zune. We're going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to continue our chat about searching. We are going to open the lines again. We're going to get to the people who've been waiting to answer your questions about what Bing.ca is all about, or if you've got any beefs about your searching on the internet today. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Stick with us. Back to Tech Talk. Today's show is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that protects your PC from the ills of the internet. It stops annoying pop-up windows and makes your computer run faster, too. That's the free Windows Defender. You can grab it at windowsdefender.com. Speaking of the internet, we're chatting today with Stacey Jarvis. She's Microsoft Canada's search lead, all about Bing.ca, the new search engine, Bing.ca. I encourage you to check it out today. If you're online now or going to surf the net later today, it's an amazing, powerful, and very accurate search engine. So welcome back to the show, Stacey.
Hi.
So before we go back to the lines and get ready to give away our grand prize, and thank you again for providing it, it's an 8 GB Zune media player. Let's talk about instant answers. That's one of the cool features of Bing, instant answers. Can you tell us what that is?
Absolutely. So instant answers are a way that we're trying to make, again, searching faster for consumers. So if you're looking for weather, for example, you just type in weather into your search bar. You don't have to type in the location. So if you're in Toronto, you type in weather, it automatically pulls up the weather for you in Toronto and gives you the 4-day forecast.
Awesome.
If you are traveling and you're in Vancouver and you type in weather, again, it'll pull up where your IP is in that particular hotel, and it's going to give you the Vancouver weather. The other cool thing is that we've got flight status. So if you're looking for, if you're flying somewhere and you want to know what your flight status is, or if you're waiting for somebody to come into town, you just type in, you know, AC589, whatever that flight happens to be, and it's going to pull up if it's en route, when it left, what the status is, if it's going to be on time or delayed.
Right. Instead of having to go to the Air Canada website, which does offer that as well, this is one less step.
Yeah. And we can do it with every Canadian and American airline as well. So it doesn't have to be necessarily Air Canada. We've included all of the Canadian airlines, including Porter and some of the really small ones out of Thunder Bay.
Right.
But yeah, we're just trying to make it easier.
And we were talking earlier about students using Bing and giving them great results, accurate results in a fast manner. But I understand that Bing also serves as a calculator.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I do that all the time. I play with it. And I type in just these random numbers. If you want to know what, 182 times 44 plus 56 is, it's going to, you just type
just
it in and
it
just spits out the answer. The same thing with conversion. So if you're looking for a conversion from US to Canadian dollars, you can type that in, 1234 US dollars. It'll give it to you in Canadian.
That's all you have to type. So you just type US dollars after the dollar sign.
Yep.
And then it converts it for
you. Yep, you can do the same thing with British pounds. You can do the same thing with euros. So we're trying to make it easier and combine all of those things that you would typically have to look for in different areas into Bing. If you're looking for who the 2009 Oscar winners were, just type in Oscar winners. It's automatically going to pull up the best actor, the best actress, all of the main awards there for you. Again, just trying to make it really easy for you to find the information you're looking for.
Awesome. Let's go to John on the 404. Hey, John. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Good afternoon. Two questions, I guess. One is the paid search. That's usually the number one items you see on a Google.
Right. And it's off to the right-hand side now, I think. Right, says sponsored.
Right, yeah, right, and sometimes at the top as well. Like, how will Bing overcome that? Because that's really not a search. And the second part is, I guess I'm a researcher, so I use a service at a place called searchportfolio.com, and it gives me access to the world's top libraries, the government research sites. And it allows me then to get, I'll call it serious search results. So how will Bing be able to give me some serious search results? As opposed to just, I'll call it general, good and general.
Right, or paid, sponsored
or
results.
Paid, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sort of, the paid sort of irks, really, because it should be there, granted, but not the first things you see.
Right.
So from a paid perspective, what we're looking at is we're limiting the number of paid results that you actually get on a page. So there will be the paid results above some of your general kind of organic listings that come up.
Okay.
We limit that to a number of 4, and we keep the text really short because we know that it's not always the most relevant. But we're also working with our advertisers to make sure that we don't have things up there that aren't incredibly relevant. So we're trying to weed out some of those companies that we would consider spam. And then on the left-hand side, or on the right-hand side, sorry, we again have some of the results there. But we limit those to 5 per page rather than having,
right,
10 or 15. The one thing from a research perspective, when you're doing your queries, as I talked about before with the Explorer pane, as you're going through, we're trying to help you get to your destination or your final answer really quickly by those categories and that navigation that we've included on the left-hand side,
right,
giving you some related searches, giving you the ability to go back to your search history. And then we've also included on some more intense queries reference links in there. So we're using some of our PowerSet technologies to be able to pull up references to more specialized sources online as well.
Great. And just going back to the sponsored sites, by the way, it clearly states on Bing what's sponsored and what's not. And it is off to the right-hand side, and it says sponsored link. So you know as a user what's a general result and what's a sponsored one, which all search engines have, by the way. All right, Christine from Caledon, thanks for calling.
Hi.
You have a beef about search engines.
Well, what I would like to see is when I do type in a search, when I'm actually in the results, that it would highlight somehow what I search, so I don't have to keep reading and scrolling down just for the area that I'm looking for. So it would be nice for it to be highlighted.
Okay, so the keywords to be highlighted within the results that it gives you?
That's correct.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good point. One of the things, if you're doing some queries, if they're automobile queries or they're destinational queries, if you type in, as I was saying before, something like Honda CRV, we're now trying to give you some more authoritative sources there that say best match, so it's the best match based on the query that you've got. We don't necessarily highlight it, but what we do is we bold it within the search results and in the text that comes under what those blue links are. If you also hover over those search results, what you will now see on the right-hand side is what we're calling a hover preview. So it's actually pulling up some of the content on the left-hand or on the right-hand side right off the homepage of the site so that you can look at what's going to be there rather than clicking in. You can look and read of what's on the homepage before you go into the site and make a decision whether or not that's the right site for you.
Yeah, it's a little orange dot. So if you want to click it, then it gives you a pop-up of information. So I just did the Honda CR-V because you gave that as an example.
Yeah.
And it gives you like prices and reviews. Views all off to the side, which is very handy. Let's go to Zahida in Scarborough. Hi, Zahida.
Hi.
Thanks for calling Tech Talk.
Yes, I just wanted to say that first I was very skeptical about Bing. I have always used Google, and it's like first language to me on internet.
Mm-hmm.
But now it looks like I'll have to use Google for the last time to search for Bing, and I think I'm gonna start using that because of all the features that I've just heard.
Great.
I love that. That's great to hear.
Stacy smiling ear to ear.
Absolutely.
She was just at the, thank you, by the way, Zahida. Stacy was just at the Calgary Stampede evangelizing Bing to everybody, right?
Yeah, me and my cowboy hat. It was great.
That's a good visual.
My first Stampede experience.
Awesome. All right, so when we return, we're going to go back to the lines. You've got some great questions about searching on the internet, some valid issues with existing search engines, and hopefully Bing will address a lot of those. Bing.ca, if you want to check it out while you're listening to us, you can listen to Tech Talk while you're surfing the internet online anywhere in the world, CFRB.com. And don't forget, we are going to randomly call back someone who's gotten their question or comment or beef on the air this hour. Call them back just before 1 p.m. If you remember the secret phrase, which is Tech Talk rocks, then you'll win an 8-gigabyte black Zune player from Microsoft that can store about 2,000 songs, videos, photos. It's got an FM radio and other bells and whistles and games too. All right, so we'll be right back with more Tech Talk. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Today we're not chatting about gadgets. We're talking about searching on the internet, something that I got a lot of email about from CFRB listeners. So I thought it was a good time, given the recent launch of Bing.ca, to have Stacey Jarvis from Microsoft back on the show. I believe she last joined us in December talking about MSN Live Services.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That is right.
Pleasure to have you back 7-8 months later. We are chatting about search today. Searching is something that we do often on the internet in order to find what we're looking for. That vast repository of websites out there can be pretty daunting to try to navigate yourself. We often turn to a search engine to look to find what we're looking for in a quick and accurate way. We don't have a lot of time on our hands, so it's a very important tool. Bing.ca is the new brand, Bing.ca for Canada, or Bing.com if you're listening to us in the U.S., and you'll find more localized and relevant searches to your area in your country. So we are asking you to call us up with your experiences while surfing the internet, while searching, rather, or if you've used Bing, tell us what you think. Or if you've got a beef about your existing search engine that you use, we'd love to hear from you. Or any general questions about Bing. That's what Stacey's here for, to help answer that and explain in plain English what we try to do, which is what we try to do on Tech Talk, what Bing is all about. We have a great prize, an 8-gigabyte Zoom to give away to a lucky listener. Just have your question or comment on the air, and you're eligible for a call back just before 1 p.m. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB. Or star 8255 on your cell phone. Enough of me rambling. Let's go to Rashid in Hamilton. Hi, Rashid.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Okay, I visited last week and I like Bing.ca, fast finding.
Great.
But I could not find, or maybe I'm wrong, to see some other search engines are offered to enhance and easy your search, like Canada only and other countries. To check, specifically check this?
Right, for Canada only?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so if you're on the homepage or if you're in a search results page, we have a little button under the search box that says only from Canada. So it gives you the ability to just, you know, get Canadian results that are there. If you want to switch to another country as well, in the right in the top right-hand corner, you're going to see a little link there that says Canada. If you click on that, you can actually go to any other Bing site in the world to do your searching as well. So it's really easy for you.
Great. How many are I'm looking at them from Argentina to the U.S. and everywhere in between? What is this? 50 countries?
Portugal, Spain.
Wow.
Yeah, it's everywhere. So we've launched Bing in every country.
All right. Okay. Let's go to Mary in Mississauga. Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling Tech Talk today.
Oh, hi. I'm not sure if you just didn't answer my question, but okay, this is a Canadian website. So does it equally access worldwide information as quickly, or is it just for Canada?
Absolutely. So as I was just saying to the last caller, you have the ability to choose if you want just Canadian results. We can go through and we can pull up results from, you know, kind of worldwide locations. You can specify if you want Canada. And like I said, you can go to the top right-hand corner and change it for any country in the world that you want to go to.
Or you can always type in that same search window, the name of the country that you're interested in. So you could type in, you know, weather Paris. You know, if you want to find what the weather is in Paris, if you happen to be traveling there next week, wouldn't
Absolutely.
That be nice? Yeah. Let's go to Elaine in Toronto. Some great questions today. Hi, Elaine.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hi, Stacey, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Okay, I like Google very much, but sometimes it's so difficult to find what I'm looking for. I think Stacey has answered some of the questions that I had with regards to how would Bing save me time and how accurate would be the results when I get them.
So if you're
I'm looking for time.
So if you're in a crunch, how much faster would it be than other search engines?
It obviously depends on what type of information that you're looking for, but the whole premise around Bing with, you know, providing you with, you know, all of those, the navigation on the left-hand side is for you to be able to get to the information really quickly. And it's not just about speed of everything appearing, because, you know, we're talking about milliseconds between engine to engine.
Yeah.
You know, it's really about trying to navigate through and get to that final answer that you're looking for, knowing that you've got to type in. If you're looking for information about a specific city, there's usually three or four things. Like in Montreal, you want to know what the attractions, hotels, weather, and all of that stuff is going to be. So rather than you having to go in and physically type those in, you know, four or five or six times, everything's categorized on that left-hand side. So you're spending minutes, you know, less than 10 minutes, because you're going to come back for information. You're going to want to look for other things. So that's what we're trying to do here.
Yeah. So in other words, there's two components to the speed, why Bing is faster. One is, it'll spit out, you know, in less than a second, a bunch of results, just like any other search engine would. That sort of, you know, that's pretty common. But more importantly is that it'll give you more accurate results and segregated as well. So again, we talked about on the left-hand side, you type in Toronto Blue Jays, it's going to give you, you know, ticket information, you know, stadium information, history, wallpaper, videos, highlights, you know, scheduling, all. So you're going to find what you're looking for faster, not necessarily because of the speed of the search engine, but more accurate results. And I think that's arguably a lot more important. William from Toronto, thank you for calling.
Hey, how do you do? Great show as always. In fact, I was driving along and I even had to duck into a mall because it's just so fun. I had to try to call in.
Thanks. And I'm sure that 8 gigabyte Zune had nothing to do with it, too.
No. I do all business research.
You know what? If I was listening as well and I heard they were giving away a Zune, I'd call in, too. Yeah. So, well, but I'm glad you called.
Yeah, well, because we actually jump around the world doing research, right, for business. And we're always bothered and worried about, you know, when people push their site or try to push down other sites. So we're just wondering what Bing does to try to address that. You know, it's like people artificially try to move sites up and down.
Right. So, Stacey, I guess this is referred to as search optimization. If you're a company, when someone types in, I don't know, card collecting, and you're a Toronto-based store that sells baseball cards or whatever, to stick with our Toronto Blue Jays analogy today,
yeah.
Obviously, if you can pay a search engine to have your search, your company appear higher up. So is this across the board? All search engines offer that? Or
all search engines offer that. If you're looking at just the regular listings that are not paid, you know, there's a number of different factors that we come up with to determine who's going to be up there. It's, you know, it's about
location.
It's location. It's about the content that's on the site. It's about how often the site is actually refreshed. And as I talked about earlier, it's about user intent as well. So when you're typing in, you know, Toronto card collectors, and you want to know what that that first result is going to be, whoever the users that are clicking on sites more often, it gives them better a better quality score that brings them higher up in the results. So
okay.
we're really looking at user behavior because we don't want a lot of irrelevant sites that are up there. So we're watching really closely to see what our users are doing and clicking on, not tracking you individually, mm-hmm. just overall, so that we can provide you relevant results.
And I'm feeling a little hungry right now, so I typed in pizza and it did give me local results, or if I had the time and energy, the recipes as well. But
yeah.
I think a slice just would be good right now. All right, but I digress. It's 12:50. We're going to take one last break, go to a couple more calls, and then give away our grand prize. Stick with Tech Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tech Talk. I'm joined by Stacey Jarvis from Microsoft Canada. She's what they call a search lead, responsible for launching Bing.ca in Canada. Thanks for joining us again, Stacey.
Thanks for having me here.
Searching is something that we all do on the internet, but we don't always get fast or accurate results. Bing aims to change all that. You can also, by the way, make Bing.ca your default search engine. You can have like a little toolbar in your Internet Explorer and soon Firefox. And what that allows you to do is, instead of having to type in Bing.ca to get to the website, when you're on a website that you don't want to leave, you can just type it in. It's like a little bar beside the address window of your browser, and you can do a search without having to leave the website you're on. So very handy. Again, it's bing.ca, and we are taking a couple more calls and then giving away an 8 gigabyte Zune player, if you remember the secret phrase. We'll start with Sunny in Mississauga. Hi, Sunny.
Hi. It seems that you guys are talking, it sounds the same as live.ca, Bing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, I want to know the differences. Like, it sounds the same. There's like a toolbar on the top that says map and
right.
the map and all that stuff. There's also Google Maps and all, like, Google also sounds the same. And another question is that can it list, like, when it lists the website, can it list if it's an unwanted site, like if it's a potentially dangerous site? Like, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, these are all really good questions. So, Stacey, mm-hmm. why don't we first talk about the difference between Bing and Live, and then perhaps we'll go over some of the differentiating features of Bing compared to other search engines, and
mm-hmm.
then we'll finish up on potentially harmful content.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there is quite a difference between live.ca and bing.ca. When we launched Bing, it's really a new decision engine that's really focused on helping people search easier and faster, as we've talked about a lot today.
So it's not just a name change.
It's not just a name change. It's a lot more than that. When you actually go into the experience, Sunny, I encourage you to go in and even trial it against Google. So do some of the queries that we've been talking about today around Toronto Blue Jays. You know, check the Honda CRV queries. Do product searches for Sony CyberShot, you're going to see the differences that are there with, as I was talking about, the categorization. So all those links that you've got on the left-hand side, some of the instant answers that we were talking about that come up with the Blue Jays, you know, we're giving you, if the game is on right now, it's actually going to tell you the scores, and, you know, the hover preview where you get to preview stuff that's, you know, in the site before going into it. So there's a lot of different things there that, one, aren't offered on our competitive on competitive sites,
right,
and two, are very, very different than the old live search.
And then finally, if there's a website that has potentially harmful, like a virus or something like that, it's not likely to be recommended by search, right?
No, not likely at all. Yeah,
okay.
And you can set your safe search settings as well as high, moderate, and low, depending on what you want to do.
Very quickly, let's chat with Marcia from Vaughn.
Hi, Marcia.
We only have a moment here.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
I'm still on the fence with Bing and Google, but I'm switching more towards Bing. But I've read that the video features and the images, they actually plays videos?
It does. Video. So when you do a video search, when the results come up, what you can do is you can just place your cursor. So place your mouse right over the video, and it starts to play in line and gives you a little preview of what that video is before you actually have to click on it to go in.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
that is
it does.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool feature that
awesome.
We've got on there. Again, that none of our competitors have. And then you can click the video and play it right within your search browser window as well without having to go into that website.
Awesome. Okay, so that means that music that you're listening to means we are now going to call a lucky listener. Dwayne's eyes are closed. He's putting his finger on a name. Okay, let's dial it. Let's see if they remember the secret phrase. This is the exciting part of the show where we like to give away stuff. Oh, no, that wasn't the secret phrase. I'll take this opportunity to thank Stacey again for joining us. Stacey Jarvis from Microsoft Canada, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. It's really exciting to be here.
Good. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Let's see if we can give this Zune away. Oh, no. Oh, no. All right. Let's go to somebody else, Dwayne. No answer there. Tech Talk, don't forget, this show is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender. Speaking of online services from Microsoft, it's free. Grab it at windowsdefender.com. It'll protect your PC from all those nasty things on the internet. And it's free. Did I mention free? All right.
Hello?
Sorry, we've got to go to the next caller. So, running out of time here. We've got to do this. We have to give this amazing prize away. Let's go, Dwayne. Thanks, Britt Aharoni, our screener, and thanks, Dwayne Bishop, our tech op, for a great job today. And the Buddha Lounge is coming up next. Stay tuned for that. From 1 till 2 p.m.
Tech Talk, bro.
You got it. It sure does.
Hey, right on.
And you're the winner of an 8-gigabyte black Microsoft Zune media player.
That's awesome. Thank you kindly.
Who is this?
This is William. I've been listening,
and William,
all those other ones went by, and I didn't even get my answer.
And you were, and I was.
I'm so non-techy. Thank you.
And you were the one I was teasing for calling to win the prize too, right?
Well, I was laughing because from you, I've learned to Twitter and everything else. And
okay.
I can't even use a phone yet.
Okay. Well, I think you'll really enjoy Zune. It's very easy to use, as is Bing.ca, the internet's newest and arguably best search engine. Check it out, Bing.ca. Again, thank you to Stacey Jarvis for joining us from Microsoft. And stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.